And now, from spectacular Northwest Montana, the Valley Broadcast Network presents the Valley Broadcast News with your host, James White.
Okay, I'm indeed your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News, and I don't know why you can't see me, but maybe you can now. There we go. Thanks so much for joining us here. Wow, the lighting is really kind of odd. It's unusual. I wonder why. Let's see. Is that going to help at all? Okay, that looks a little bit better. Thanks so much for joining us here today. We're going to play a quick interview that we had here a couple of days ago with Mary Todd, who is running for the 1st Congressional District here in Montana. And we're delighted to have Mary in the studio. So we're going to play that real quickly, and then we get back on the other side. We are going to cover news and update you on what's going on. We do appreciate you joining us here today on the broadcast. I'm your host, James White. So just hang on here. And it's a great interview with Mary Todd. And we come back on the other side. We will pick up, as I said, the local news and information. So let's give this a try and see if this works. Hi, this is James White for Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. And we're delighted to be joined today by candidate for U.S. Congress, Mary Todd, who is joining us here today in studio. Mary Todd is running against Ryan Zinke mainly in this race. And we've covered that race before. We've covered Ryan Zinke several times on this broadcast, and we're going to have Mary here and talk about her candidacy and what plans that she has when she wins the race here, the primary, June 4th, against Mr. Zinke, and goes on to D.C. to represent the good folks of Montana. We're delighted to have Mary here today. Mary Todd for MT.com is the website. Mary, thanks so much for joining us here today on Valley Broadcast News.
Thank you so much for having me, James.
Well, it's great to have you. It really is. You know, Mary, let's start off with this. We're in a political time in history like I've never seen before. You've probably never seen it before. These people that we apparently elect to represent us and to do the right thing and to act mm-hmm. properly, it seems to be they've lost sort of a moral standing. They don't seem to be looking out for us. Goodness gracious, why in this particular political climate, why would you decide to throw yourself up against that kind of meat grinder again? Because you know it's just, you have to be a certain kind of person to be able to do it, Mary, and I think you're that person. But why? What made you decide to go into the race here and everything going on?
For every reason you just gave, for such a time as this, good is being called evil. Evil is being called good. Boys are being told they can be girls. Girls are being told they can be boys. Everything is so upside down, and if we don't stand up and fight, we are going to lose our nation. And I am a mama bear on a mission to save our nation, and I am serious, and I will fight.
Well, you know, I'd like to get your speculation, if you can, on why is Montana so darn important? We've heard reports here preliminary reports, that they're going to spend up to a half of $1 billion, $500 million apparently on political advertising and promotion and that type of thing. Remember, there's just over 1 million people in Montana, for crying out loud, Mary. $500 million in political advertising. What is going on in Montana and why is it so important?
Well, for one reason, John Tester, who's been in the Senate way too long and made way too many mistakes, they don't want to lose his seat. And so they're piling the money in that. And then, of course, they want to gain back the congressional seat that they, you know, it was a brand new congressional seat when I ran the last time, and the Democrats lost it to a Republican. So they want that back because the balance of power is thin.
You know, there's just such a long list of things that we can talk about, and we're just going to hit a few of them.
Sadly.
Yeah, on your sign there that we can see over your shoulder there, of course, it says end government corruption. And so many things come to my mind, Mary, when I think about government corruption. I think about sending money over to locations with foreign folks when people here are suffering. They're not taking care of the borders. It just seems like there's one uniparty now, and they really don't. seem to care what the will of the folks are. It's almost, you know, they're sort of the, they it's the will of their masters. It seems that they seem to really cow down to. So, what is the, I mean, end government corruption? That's a pretty broad statement because there's an awful lot of it. Is there any specific area that you can, you know, the, I don't know if one person can do it in one session, but you're, I'm sure, going to give it your best shot. What area specifically in government corruption do you think is the most egregious that needs to have attention?
Well, James, it's kind of like saying make America great again. It is a very broad statement. But what got me involved in government corruption and realizing how deep the corruption of our government is when my firstborn son, Shane Truman Todd, was a PhD in electrical engineering working out of Singapore, refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party, and his life was threatened. He quit his job, and he was murdered on his last day of work. And what happened, you just held up my book, Hard Drive, A Family's Fight Against Three Countries. We found his hard drive, an external hard drive, because they confiscated his computers and his cell phone, everything, his diary. And they told us that he committed suicide. Well, I homeschooled my kids. I knew he didn't commit suicide. He told us that his life was being threatened because he refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party. And so it took us about a year, but we gathered all of the evidence from that external hard drive that I thought was originally a Mac speaker. And we had a computer forensic expert go through it. And he discovered all the evidence of the illegal transfer, what they were asking my son to do. And then we added to that the DNA evidence, the forensic evidence on the so-called suicide notes that were not written by my son or an American. And the evidence was so overwhelming that the Financial Times did a 7-page spread in their magazine. Shane was on the cover. Death in Singapore was the cover, but we were 7 pages in Financial Times magazine. And we thought, oh, yay, now our government will take over and take us seriously. And so we started going to Washington, D.C. several times. We met with up to the highest official. Joe Biden was the vice president at the time. He got a 20-page paper showing all the anomalies, all the things that had happened, all the evidence. And it wasn't until we were sitting in Congressman Wolf's office from Virginia that he said, you are doing the right thing to seek a congressional investigation into the death of your son, but you're not going to get anywhere because China owns a law firm on every corner in Washington, D.C. And that is, I just thought they don't know who they're messing with. I will not let this lie. And so my husband and I continued to fight for truth and justice, and it was arduous. And I finally wrote that book, Hard Drive, A Family's Fight Against Three Countries, to tell what has happened in our government and what they've done. And I name names. I should be sued 10 times over, but I'm not because I tell the truth. The book has been in 3 movie deals. Each one of those movie deals, the Chinese Communist Party has put a kibosh on it. The last movie deal, lives were threatened. That's how powerful China is. That's how I first got introduced to government corruption. I have since discovered, because I'm so involved, that it goes way deeper than that and way beyond the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, didn't you get threatened by them or felt intimidated by them during this whole time? Did they kind of come after you guys personally or try to throw a monkey wrench in things with your family?
They tried to. So fear is an intimidation factor, and they tried to intimidate us, especially me. My husband was flying for American, but they broke into our house. They hacked our computers. One night, a window was broken downstairs. We were living in a small apartment above an airplane hangar, and I had a gun at the door for several hours while I was on the phone with 911. There were so many things that they did because I was on TV. I was on radio constantly, and then when the book came out, and they wanted to shut me up. James, there's no shutting me up. I'm a mom on a mission.
This is, of course, this is evident, and I'm glad that people like you are out there that do that, Mary. And even had a CBS News. You can see the CBS News here. They even did a CBS News special on. You can see the reflection on my screen. We're going to play some excerpts. We don't have those loaded up right now, but we're going to play some excerpts from that as we continue, maybe even in this video. I may fuse some in there. But let's talk.
That was 48 hours, by the way.
They spent
a year. Yeah. They spent a year following our family. They went to Singapore with us twice. They went to Washington, D.C. with us, I believe, twice. And they came to Montana several times. For a full year, they followed our family and our saga after our son's death.
So let's talk, if we can, about some of the issues I think that are important to folks and get sort of your stance on some things. Well, I guess it depends upon where you live, but one of the things that concern folks the most are the illegal immigrants that are crossing the border. Now, your role as you're running for Congress, so you'll be in D.C. and be handling sort of the D.C. end of things. So that's why we don't ask you about necessarily property taxes here locally, because that's not kind of what your thing is. You're doing
that's
more
right.
stuff in D.C. But what you can do is you can help put a rein in on the spending. You can help rein in or at least help pass legislation. If it's not done by the time the election gets around, we got to close the borders, as you know. What are the issues that are most important to you, Mary, that you think are most important to the – I just named a couple of them, but there's so many. The value of the dollar, the go to the grocery store, you're paying 30-40% higher. You know, some of that's local, but a lot of that's because of money printing, the Fed. You know, you just can't print trillions and trillions of dollars and put it in the economy and not expect prices to go up. I mean, it's madness to think otherwise. So what is the – some of the – boil it down to some of the bullet points – as far as, you know, in your campaign that you're going to work for the folks in Montana when you get to D.C.?
So it was set up by our founding fathers, James Madison, in our Constitution that Congress would have the power of the purse. And so really Congress should be more powerful than the President of the United States because Congress can stop crazy. And right now our government is crazy and out of control. So one of my issues is my opponent, Ryan Zinke, voted for continuing resolution to keep funding our government with our border wide open. And that funding included money to Ukraine, all kinds of woke things that I'm completely against, yet no money to close our border. So as your congresswoman, I would use the power of the purse that has been given to the Congress on purpose to stop this sort of thing, and I would stop funding the government until they do the right thing. Under Ronald Reagan's administration, the government was defunded 8 times, and look at what he accomplished during his administration. We need strong leadership that will say no. I am the mom of 4 boys. I have been in organizational leadership of some sort for my whole life, and so I know how to say no, and that is what I would do. The border is an absolute train wreck. When you have 85,000 kids that are unaccounted for, when fentanyl that is being funded by the Chinese Communist Party, they get to the cartels, then to the people, and it's the now killing more, you know, more people than Vietnam, than any of our wars. It is the number one thing that killing our young people right now. It has got to stop. And not only that, they did an analysis of who's coming through the border without any vetting at all. And a lot of it is Chinese-aged military men coming through our border. So terrorists. This, without a border, we are not a country.
No, what you say is absolutely true. And, you know, that's one of the federal government has sort of a limited roles. They have a certain defined amount of roles, and I think it's like 18 or 19 different specific roles that the federal government has, and they're not even following the ones that they're supposed to follow. I mean, they're you know, now there's some things that certainly, you know, I think that get people uptight about certain things when it comes to the federal government, and one of them is money, of course, and taxes, and we have the Federal Reserve that continues to print. You know, it's like a casino. They're $34 trillion, $35 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
We have a movement, and I don't know what your thoughts are on this. Sound money. There's a sound money movement. We talk about money. There's a sound money movement in this country. And a lot of it boils down to using asset-backed currencies, whether that be gold, whether that be silver. You know, I mean, whatever, there's assets that you can, you know, there's been ways that you can use that, utilize that as currency. What's your thoughts on moving more towards sound money, and I think 43 states now have already thought about gold and silver. What's your thoughts on gold and silver? And again, that's probably a state issue, but you're going to have a say-so in it if you get to Congress for sure, because it's going to, you're going to have a say-so in the CBDC, the new money stand. I mean, the money situation is changing. You can tell it can't continue to go on.
Yeah.
So they're trying to bring in different currency, digital currencies. What's your thoughts on sound money, if you don't mind, Mary?
Well, for one, I'll just say a lot of people don't know that the Federal Reserve is not federal, and
that's
they've been printing fake money from the beginning.
Counterfeit
and
money.
And they just keep, yeah, counterfeit money. And so our money is fiat. It's not real. Gold and silver is real money. And we, CBDCs is the government controlling our money through digital currency. And that would give the government far more control. My idea and what I will run for is less government, give the people the power back to we the people. And so gold and silver is a standard that has been, it's biblical, you know, that's God's money and it's something tangible. And what we have now and why inflation is running away, people don't understand it, but really you're being stolen from every day, robbed every single day. And so I definitely want to go to a gold standard.
I would like to have you comment on something that I know is because of our backgrounds and our faiths, mm-hmm. it's something that's a little bit troubling. I know that, you know, I'm all for people being whoever they want to be, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, no problem there. Listen, I'm not your judge. You're not going to be saying anything to me when you die. I mean, you're at you, right? But the problem that we have is, unfortunately, the government sort of carves out special privileges and gives certain groups more advantages and, let's say, more rights than they do everybody else. I think we need to have a smaller government, Mary, like a government so small that you can barely even see it. The government has their hands in way, way too many things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have pellets in your wood stoves. They want to ban wood stoves. Now I hear they want to ban gas cars. And we have to, the government, it's, and we have to educate the folks, in my view, to let, the government has nowhere near the amount of, it's all fake. It's all fraudulent. It's all a con. They don't have the kind of power that they wield, but people are not aware of that. Do you think it's important to educate folks? I mean, I know that passing legislation moving towards, you know, less government and more for the folks. But education has to be a key, don't you think so, Mary? Because I don't think people even realize what they're getting stolen from. I don't think they realize our liberty is leaving day by day. They don't understand what a jewel that is. I don't think people realize how valuable that is to us. What's your thoughts on that, and how can we get people to wake up to the importance of what's going on right now in this country?
COVID was a perfect example of what you're talking about, James, because when COVID hit, We flunked the test. The government put all these regulations that were not legal on us, and churches were closed down. They said it was non-essential, you know, but of course gambling and tattoos and, you know, things like that stayed open as essential. But we, the American people, should have resisted that from the beginning. And then when they started mandating shots that had really no testing, I call it the plandemic, and I think that they were putting fear and controlling us through fear, and that just showed them how much we can be controlled. We need to, you know, when tyranny reigns, resistance is duty. We need to resist and take back our freedom. We, the people, need to fight for our freedom. And when I go to Washington, D.C., I am we, the people. I will be your servant. I will not have you serving me and me telling you what to do. I will be there for to listen to you and to do what you tell me to do. And I really believe that the sovereignty needs to go back to the states. States need to decide for themselves what they want in their state, just like it was set up.
You know, Mary, I don't do radio shows where I cut people down, and I know you're not that kind of person as well. And we don't really have to. Your main opponent, Ryan Zinke, there has to be no personal attacks on the man. We can just look at his record, just his voting record. It has to forget his poesie, you know, like him or not. It doesn't really matter. Hey, who cares, right? We don't even need to go there. We just need to go to his record. And recently, I think he just had a vote for the giant bill, this giant spending bill. I don't know how a person can consider themselves conservative when he's made some of the moves that he's made. You probably have some of those. And again, this is not, we're not disparaging the guy. We're talking about his voting record, which everyone should look into. And that should be on the forefront of even Mary's. I mean, she's got one, look into hers too, right? So we're encouraging that. Talk if you can about your opponent's voting record and why you don't really need to play dirty pool, Mary. And that's not your style anyway, but you don't really need to. You just need to talk about the facts. So throw some of those facts out if you don't mind.
Yeah, so just within the last couple of weeks, there was a huge omnibus bill that passed. It was $1.2 trillion. And it did not include anything to close our border. It included every woke thing you can think of, transgender surgeries in the military, housing for gay seniors, transition for our children, every woke ideology you can think of, more funding for Ukraine. And then what's really crazy is they gave money for Jordan and Pakistan's border, but nothing for our own border. They continued to go with this Ponzi scheme of paying off the kids' college funds. You know, I went to college. I was a waitress through college. And then when I went to graduate school, I didn't go till I could pay, you know, for my own school. All these things that are in this outrageous bill, my opponent, Ryan Zinke, voted for everyone. And Chip Roy on the House floor, the day before the vote was to come out, he said it was like a 1,200-page document that people didn't have the time to read. He begged our Congress people to say no to this bill. President Donald Trump begged our Congress people to say no. 18 Republican congressmen said yes, and Ryan Zinke was one of them. It is outrageous.
No, it absolutely is. Mary, when people go to Washington, D.C., no matter how good their intentions are, almost every single time they get caught up in whatever goes on there. They seem to get compromised. They seem to get blackmailed. I don't know what happens. Someone gives them a talking to. They don't call me and let me know. But that we know that goes on. We know that people go in one way, and then several years later, they're not the same person they were. What can you let us know, Mary? What do you think that you possess that would give you the fortitude to be able to not go along with the crowd and not be tempted by, because they're going to tempt you with a whole lot of stuff. You know how that works. I don't have to tell you, you're a smart woman. How are you going to combat that and stay balanced and stay centered and stay true to who you really are?
Well, that's a really good question. Number one, my faith in Jesus Christ is the driving force of my life. And I have been a believer for since I was 18 years old. I live for God. I read the Bible every day. So that's number one. But number two, and really important to me, is my son died instead of being treasonous and compromising U.S. security. I could never go to Washington, D.C. and sully the name of my son by going along with the corruption. And number three, I'm married to a wonderful man. We've been married for 46 years, Rick Todd, and he and I are in this together. So a lot of times these politicians will go without their spouses. They get involved with parties. Then bad things happen and people find out, and then they're bribed and they're coerced into things. And I just will stick to God. I will stick to my husband, and I will stick to what is right. And I will honor the memory of my son through my service. And I believe in term limits. I'm not getting in here to stay. I have a great life. I don't need to be in Washington for the money. I don't need to be for the prestige or the power. I want to change things, and I want to set up the next young person, hopefully, that has the same values that I do and believes in God and the Constitution, and that America can be great and is the greatest nation that ever was.
Well put. Just a couple more questions for you here. In D.C., I think one of the things that is causing, well, so many issues and so much so much seems like the knife in the back of the American people is lobby groups, lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
They go in there with just unlimited amount of cash. Well, I used to work for a medical facility with drug reps, and I know what they do. They offer all kinds of free stuff, and it's just they make it almost impossible. Do you think that we're going? Do you see a time, Mary? And is this something that you would encourage? Is ending lobbying? I mean, that is, I think, one of the biggest problems in the government is lobbyists and special interest groups that throw a whole lot of money. They're the ones doing the bribing. We talked about taking the payoff. Well, who do you think's making the payoffs? The lobby groups, mostly. So how can we combat that? I mean, you know, they're going to say, well, we're allowed to have people that represent us because we have a lot of money at stake. Yet that's not really how they operate. They, you know, it's graft and it's favors and it's, you know, do you think that's something that we need to actually rein in or at least address to be able to move forward and make America great again? I don't think we can make America great with lobbyists in place. Mary, that's my thought.
I agree with you, James, and I really do believe that it is the global elites that are part of these lobbies and PACs that are funding people. And I know from running, my husband and I fund a lot of my campaign because we won't take PAC money. We don't believe in it, and I will not be bought by anybody. But what we need to look at is globally what's happening with BlackRock, with the World Economic Forum, with the World Health Organization, and how they're all these huge organizations are getting together to really run our country. And what, you know, just from a local standard, the last time I ran against Ryan Zinke for Congress when he did win, I realized in looking at his record that most of his money came from California and Ohio. I got more donations in Montana than he did. And so you have to look at all this and say, do you want someone, a state outside of the state of Montana, running our elections and picking our politicians? It's got to stop. And I really think that the money, you know, if we go into it as servants, we should be able to, you know, it used to be people would keep their jobs and serve and wouldn't make money running for office.
That's right.
And the other thing that people are doing in office is there's inside trading. Did you know that 2/3 of the congressmen bought FISA stock before COVID ever came out? That's something that has got to stop.
Greg Gianforte bought $780,000 worth. I did that report, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the amount, but I knew he did. Yeah.
Yeah, I reported that. Okay, Mary, last question for you. When people go into the booth there on June 4th for the primary, why should they pull the lever for Mary Todd over anybody else?
Well, right now, I think there could be two independent people running, but it's between Ryan Zinke and Mary Todd. And I will tell you right now, if you love freedom and you love life, the sanctity of life, I've never held an office, but I have a life record. And I will tell you one thing, I have been fighting for the sanctity of life. In 1989, I was arrested, and for praying at an abortion clinic, I was given a jail sentence. I refused to pay the fine, so I served in jail. So you can count on me for the sanctity of life. You can count on me to not be bought out by these special interests, the lobbyists. You can count on me to fight for smaller government and to get the power back into the people. So it's just what you want. If you want to be controlled, if you want to have the government tell you what to do, if you want to eventually own nothing and be happy, vote for Ryan Zinke. If you want to be free, you vote for Mary Todd.
Well put. Mary Todd for MT.com. Mary Todd for MT.com. And folks, you need to support your candidates. If you can't get out and door knock or send out fly bills, you know, I do want one more question. Mary, and I know the answer to this because I've interviewed hundreds of people running for office. How vital is it to have people volunteer and help you hand out pamphlets, go door to door, do signs, even if they can't give money, which is, of course, you can use that for a variety of different things. If you're low on money, please tell me how much can you use the help? I know you can because everyone I've talked to says they need it. Mm-hmm. Tell us what people can do to help you. If they don't have money, what kind of services can they provide to help you win this election?
Well, you know, on the money issue, if you would skip one Starbucks coffee and put $5 in an envelope for me or on my website. Think if everybody did that, how far ahead we'd be. So don't let I don't have any money stop you from giving what little you do have. I appreciate everything that comes in, and I really mean that. But we need volunteers to go door to door. We need people to talk about what we're doing. I have bumper stickers. That's a really cheap, easy way to just advertise. Signs in the yard is a wonderful way to advertise, but word of mouth is the most important. That when you hear things that I say that you like, please spread it around. Come to our office, pick up literature, share it with your neighborhood, you know, go door to door. I appreciate it so much and need it, and we need it to fight. Everyone, this is a time, and we always say this is the most important election ever. This truly is a time that we could lose the greatest country that ever was if we don't fight now. It's all of our jobs.
And lastly, if people want signs or bumper stickers, they can just go to your website. Can they reach out to you? Do they send you an email with a request?
Yes, and we will get them to them, definitely.
Okay, great. Mary Todd, candidate for
you. Can I add one thing?
Of course.
I would love to speak at any event, at any church. I have a pretty busy schedule, but I will go and talk to anybody willing to listen, any group. So I'd really appreciate an offer to speak at your group.
Yes, folks, if you can't get through to Mary, you can just email me if you'd like to. And all my emails and all my information is on the bottom of all my videos. So, you know, that's another route. If you're having a difficult time connecting with Mary, or who knows, just send it to me and I'll see if I can get it across to her to make sure that you get what you need. Okay, Mary Todd, candidate for U.S. Congress for Montana. Mary Todd for MT.com. Mary, is there anything that you want to say before we go ahead and close out this interview?
Well, I always like to end because it's a scary time, but perfect love casts out all fear, and God is perfect love. Please don't be afraid, but get into the battle.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much, James.
You're welcome. Fear not. I just told someone that on the other, just don't be afraid.
Yeah.
What does it say in the Bible 365 times, don't be afraid?
Yes.
That's one a day to me. So
yeah.
I'm not good
yeah.
at math, but that's one a day.
Yeah, that's pretty good math there. You got it.
All right, Mary Todd, great to have you here on the broadcast. And we do appreciate you stopping by the studio. And you certainly will sure you'll be here many times, you know, in the future here before your election. And we're delighted to have you today. And thanks so much for being here. And folks, that's the end of this video. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com, ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. If you want to watch the show live, FlatheadTruth.com. Until next time, this is James White for Valley Broadcast News. Same bye now.
We are in a battle for our nation's survival between those who hate America and those who love her. The ruling class is seeking to weaken and divide us. We need strong, courageous leaders willing to stand up and make America great again. I will fight to close our borders because a nation without borders is not a nation. I will fight for limited and accountable government, Second Amendment rights, and the sanctity of life. I will stand up to those who are undermining our nation's elections and pushing for radical race and gender ideology in our schools, military, and media. If we continue to abandon the principles that have made America the greatest nation in the world, we are sowing the seeds of our own destruction. Freedom is not free. This is a battle we must win. My name is Mary Todd. I'm running for U.S. Congress. Vote for me June 4th.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Okay, folks, we are back coming to you live here from Kalispell, Montana. As you can see, I have my Extreme Expeditions Northwest hat on. These cats are coming to town here on June 8th, and we're going to have a Bigfoot convention. And that's what they do here. They do Bigfoot research, and they've went out in the woods and tracked down Bigfoot. We're going to have a Bigfoot convention, as I stated, here on June 8th, and I will be putting out on the Valley Broadcast Network. I'll be putting out articles and stories about people with their eyewitness Bigfoot encounters. And if you don't have to have definitive proof, but they are offering a $5,000 reward for the best evidence of Bigfoot. You don't have to have definitive proof if that even exists. That would be worth millions, certainly. But excuse me, if you have some evidence and you think it's good, then I would attend that event and enter into the contest, and you could win a cool $5,000. And we will be meeting today, I believe, with some of the organizers and talking about the logistics and getting some stuff for banners and that type of thing for the website. But mark the date, June 8th, this year, not next month, but the month after, less than 2 months away at the Red Lion here in Kalispell. And I guess there's some pretty big names coming in here, coming in for the event. I am delighted that I am. I've been helping out my good pal of mine, one of my best friends, who is he's a master, a UFC jiu-jitsu master, and he knows the MMA guys, the UFC guys, and the Hall of Fame guys, and they're going to be here this coming weekend here in Kalispell. They'll be here twice. They'll be here June 8th for an event that same evening after the Bigfoot event, to benefit the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana. But they will also be here, some of them will be here this coming weekend, this coming Saturday. And I'm delighted that I'm going to have Matt Hughes, an MMA Hall of Famer, here in the studio on Friday. I don't know if we're going to be doing a show, maybe doing a promo, that type of thing, but I'm not really sure what we're going to be doing. But we'll have Matt Hughes here in the studio. And Matt Hughes, he's a living legend. He's a Hall of Famer. And if you haven't followed Matt Hughes, check him out, MMA Matt Hughes. He suffers from closed head injury as well. And that's really what all this about is, to benefit closed head injury, the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana. Okay, let's pop over here to the website. We had put out a few articles here the last several days, and we have concern groups. From Yellowstone County gets 5 smut-filled books removed from the library. And, well, let's move to that one in a minute. Let's look at the show links first of all here. I'm going to go in order and stop jumping ahead. So if you want to see the broadcast and where you can find out where we're broadcast, this is for the stream. You can go to the show links here, link on Valley Broadcast Network. Click the show links tab at the top there. You can see it right here next to VBN Originals and then Show Links. And you can see the images below that have has the links below that of the where you can find the show. And this is the streaming. We have a 24-hour stream that plays this broadcast. It plays stuff from Brighteon. It plays stuff from UBC TV. Several movies have several movie offerings that I have licensed to play. And also, I'm just waiting for the block of programs from Lindell TV to get sent over. We already have a signed license agreement with them to play some of their material here on Valley Broadcast Network. We're just waiting to get that straightened out, lined up, if you will. So you can check all that out over at Show Links, and so I'll release all that information. If you're not familiar with this story right here, disabled Kalispell homeowner facing 20-year prison sentence after confronting squatters in home. Kane Youngquist, I interviewed him several days ago. As a matter of fact, I think on Thursday. And he's a gentle fellow. He doesn't seem to be someone that should be charged, well, first with attempted murder and now assault with a deadly weapon. Anyway, it's a travesty that this guy right here is even having to go through what he's got to go through. And this is his caretaker here, Dwayne Beck, who's been his caretaker for about 21 years. You can check out that interview and the brief article I put there also
You can check that out by going to Northwest Liberty News. I'm sorry, Valley Broad. Northwest Liberty News is the investigative website. And when I get back into doing a couple of investigations I'm in process of, I'll be putting that out on Northwest Liberty News. Nonetheless, Valley Broadcast News, valleybroadcastnetwork.com is the place to find it. And you can check out the story and watch the video of Kane Youngquist, who is facing 20 years in prison for assault with a deadly weapon when he tried to remove people from his own home. You're going to love that one. Also, this is a breakdown of the interview I had on Friday. I broke both of those interviews out to individual interviews. And this is Greg Woodward, who came on the broadcast Friday and had evidence to prove that there's some shenanigans going on with the 2020-2022 elections. And if you go here to Valley Broadcast Network and click on that link there, it will bring up the all of the 46-page document, I think is what it is. What is it, 45 pages? 45-page document with all of the data. You can see the graphs that Greg used. And folks, if you just review the video and the review, the first part of the video when he talks about these graphs down here that I'm going to get to in a minute. When you look at these graphs, I'm quite certain they're here somewhere. There you go. When you look at these graphs of the counties and you look at the uncanny ability that he has almost got them all nailed, almost perfectly nailed all the votes in all the counties based upon one county. He literally took the Missoula County voting results and was able to extrapolate those results across all counties and almost nailed it every single time. Incredible. Shouldn't be able to do it. Should not be able to do that. Something's going on if he's able to do that. Let me turn the chroma key thing on here. I don't think that's activated. Yeah, it's not. I don't know if I'll make any better. I'll make that black hat look a little bit better, I think. Again, Extreme Expeditions Northwest. Look them up on YouTube and see some of the videos. We're going to be playing, as a matter of fact, we have it all edited up. They have a series called Bigfoot Today. We've been licensed to play their very first installment, and we're going to be releasing that this week, and we'll be putting on an article on Valley Broadcast Network. And you can see the very first episode of Bigfoot Today. And we have a lot of great stuff, as a matter of fact, set up for working with the guys from the Extreme Expeditions Northwest and putting a lot of their great material on Valley Broadcast Network. So we're delighted for that relationship. Okay, and let's hit one more story here, local. Just alluded to this a little bit earlier. The men and women of Yellowstone County take action. That's Peggy Miller. I interviewed her in the second half of the show Friday after Greg Woodward and the Secretary of State stuff. And if you want a little bit of a recap on some of the books that they had removed there, here's the quotes. The books contain discrimination involving racism and religion, explicit sexual content, derogatory statements, graphic violence with guns, knives, grenades, assault rifles, prostitution, profanity, inexplicit sexual activities, along with glorified alcohol and drug use. Now, if we click on this, if you go on here and you click on this image, it will bring up the note that Peggy sent to me originally that I recopied. But if you go to the bottom here, you can see some of the books. The Lesbian's Guide to Catholic School, Casher and the Rye, Nothing Burns as Bright as You, and Millet Quiet Revolutions, and then Assassination Classroom. Now, I was stunned to find out this Assassination Classroom, knew anything about this. I've never heard of it before. But apparently this Assassination Classroom, it's a multi-part series, and it shows you how to assassinate your teacher. Yeah, how to assassinate your teacher. They have this in a school. And, you know, you hear about the school violence. You hear about all of the problems that we have in school. And we have a text in the school called Assassination Classroom that instructs you how to assassinate a teacher, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? I mean, obviously, we've talked about this multiple times.
you know, the centralized government model is broken. It's completely destroyed. It's useless any longer. The government-sponsored school systems have turned nothing but indoctrination centers. If you can afford by any means to get your children out of there, if you can swing it to be able to homeschool your children or even a private school, I mean, if you can pull that off, pull it off if you can, crying out loud. I don't even know what to say. A lot of these people that are in the school system teaching your children are predators. I wish I was wrong. I really do. Sadly, I don't think I am. All right, let me one more story here. I thought I was done, but I have one more. The final two episodes of the multi-part series, the original programming, this is the first really original multi-part series that was put out by Valley Broadcast Network. It is the Supreme Court, the Judicial Supremacy, the Lies of Judicial Supremacy, the Supreme Court Confidence Game. We have published the final two articles, or episodes, I should say, and you can find those on Valley Broadcast Network. If you just go to Judicial Supremacy, here's the article I published just recently to announce the release of the videos. And tonight will be the broadcast premiere on Valley Broadcast Network Frontier Channel, channel 26.1 and 34.4. You can watch it tonight on your TV if you have an antenna. And as a little side note here, if you need an antenna, just go right here to Valley Broadcast Network. I've got two antennas aside here. An indoor antenna and an outdoor antenna. Check that out. Anyway, every Supreme Court justice in Montana is a con artist. Every single one. That is a true statement. It's not hyperbole. It's not not looking for clicks. This is the truth. Check it out yourself over at valleybroadcastnetwork.com. Okay, so I reported this a couple of days ago. Mike Adams came back and I believe pushed back on this, which, you know, you got to give Mike Adams credit. You know, he's just not going to, you know, he's going to go towards truth. That's why I like Mike. Consumer Report claims children's lunch food snackables contain toxic levels of lead, cadmium, and sodium. But do they really? Urgent action by the United States Department of Agriculture is needed, says Consumer Reports, to address the National School Lunch Program, which is poisoning America's school children with contaminated food. Consumer Reports testing found that more than 30 million school children in the U.S. are consuming processed foods that they say are contaminated with high levels of lead and cadmium. The group also lumped sodium in with the two toxins, even though sodium is not a toxin. Anyway, Mike Adams did a report on this, and he found out, and I hope he has it down here. We just can't read the whole article. It's madness. But he did the test on here, and he realized that it's not really as bad as they said. There's actually less sodium or less lead and cadmium in the Lunchables than there were other items as well. So just go check this out over at naturalnews.com. That's Mike's website, naturalnews.com. And I believe it's one of the top stories there about the Lunchables. And Mike, if you're not familiar with Mike and his capabilities, he's got probably one of the his labs are better than most college labs and most all of the university labs. His labs that he has there in Austin, Texas are superior. They have to do like a mass spectrum analysis, and they hit up to 20 something, 600 and something, 620 I think is what I was thinking of, 620 different elements to be able to check out what's going on in there. Okay. Let's see here. Let me just do a quick text here. Let people know. Somebody asked me if I was going live soon. I said, well, I'm live now. Almost done, as a matter of fact. Almost finished. Okay, let's hit a couple of more stories here. Again, this just doesn't... It's just a complete degradation of society. Tow truck companies in San Francisco are now illegally towing cars and trying to make owners pay to get them. The tow service tried taking a couple's car where the people came back and caught them in the act. So, I mean, tow truck companies hooking up cars that are not parked illegally, hooking them up, taking them into the lot and saying, you got to pay to get them out. open criminality, just open criminality, just rampant criminality. It's a lawless society. It's lawlessness. It's just lawlessness. You realize that these type of things occur not very far from the complete and total collapse of things. This can't continue because people are going to start taking justice in their own hands here pretty soon, if they haven't already. In some places they have, and it's not going to end well. Again, another failure of centralized government. The people are supposed to take care of these sort of things while they're sending billions and billions of dollars overseas to who knows where and laundering it right back to themselves most of the time. More than 30 million Americans could face water crisis as officials find major flaw in a U.S. dam. More than 30 million Americans could be hit with water shortages after plumbing issues were found with a major U.S. dam that sits on the Colorado River. Inspectors from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation found serious pipe damage in the Glen Canyon Dam, which means there will be no spring water release, threatening water supplies downstream. It's a damn shame that they can't freaking take care of the infrastructure in this country while they're again sending billions and billions of dollars to foreign countries and foreign lands and foreign nations and governments and helping rebuild their infrastructure. We're sending cash over there to build them up. What's happening here in this country? Bridges are falling apart. But I'm talking about the ones that got hit by the barge. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just everyday decay when, you know, large chunks of cement fall off overpasses as people are driving under them. Railroad tracks in this country are in pathetic shape. How many derailments have we had in railroad derailments, right? I mean, the infrastructure is crumbling in certain parts of this country. It's already gone in some parts. Yet we're sending billions of dollars overseas for other people's infrastructure, and now we have 30 million Americans could face drinking water shortage because the government can't fix the plumbing. If you wonder if it's all a fraud and a scam and a con, like I say, I've said it 1,000 times, it's all a con, a fraud and a scam. It's all a ruse, not some of it, all of it. They're all crooked, each and every one of them. Let's take a look at this story. Clown World, U.S. told Iran their attack had to be within limits. According to a Turkish diplomatic source, Reuters and the Jerusalem Post, Iran notified Turkey in advance of its planned attack on Israel. The report also said that the U.S. informed Iran through Turkey that the Iranian attack on Israel had to be within limits. So there's been a little bit of a contention about sending more money over, you know, to foreign nations, like I just talked about. There's a battle right now in Congress for sending more of our money. You know, it's not even really money. It's play money. It's not money. It's currency. You know, I don't know if I can get in touch with Ed, probably good, but we could, we need to talk about the difference between currency and money. I probably have David Morgan on, actually, probably easy to get in touch with David and talk about the difference. Money and currency are completely different. This is what they're handing out. It's just currency. It's fiat. It's printed out of nothing. It's no backing. It's all a fraud. It's like Monopoly. They're counterfeiters. They literally are counterfeiters. Anyway, money is things like, you know, gold, silver, platinum, you know, those type of things, you know, real stuff that you have to actually, you know, put energy and effort into obtaining, right? If you want $1 million, if you're a banker and you want $1 million, you go to the computer and you type it in. Bam, you got $1 million, right? If you're a worker, you're a blue-collar person, and like especially a miner, you need $1 million, or you better go down and you're into the mine and you better spend the time and the labor and the energy it's necessary to mine that much, you know, ore or whatever precious metal you're mining. It takes labor to do that. That's why it lasts for so long. That's why generally over time, the value of precious metals has remained constant. Meaning it takes about an ounce of gold to buy a good suit of clothes and a good hat, thinks about the same thing these days. That's a little bit off the point of what I was trying to make. You know, I'm going to do the first time. So apparently they're all in on it. That's what it comes down to. They're all in on it. They're warning each other and letting them know and saying, take it easy. Why? Because they just want to be able to have an excuse to send more money over there. We need to send them more money. And, of course, that's what happened right away. They came out, of course, and we got to send more money. Like, that's going to solve everything. You understand it's a big con, folks? We're all being conned, every single one of us, not some of us, not a few of us, all of us. Unless you're in the club, which we're not generally, we're being conned. Just live with it and deal with it and come to terms with it, and then we can freaking handle it. Nearly 5,000 want Kyle Rittenhouse event at Kent State canceled. University backs free speech. This is from the College Fix. Rittenhouse, controversial figure who evokes university's history of acts of gun violence. Two online petitions call for canceling an upcoming Kyle Rittenhouse event at Kent State University, arguing the event is insensitive in light of the school's history with gun violence. I mean, it's okay. See, there's a certain segment of society that wants free speech as long as it's the free speech that they agree with, as long as it's the free speech that fits their narrative. If your free speech doesn't fit their narrative, sorry. I guess I'm out of time here. I didn't realize I was just running out of time. All right. I missed the actual second commercial break, but that won't be the first time that's happened either. Looks like we are out of time here. We do appreciate you looking in here on the broadcast, and you can check us out at flatheadtruth.com when we're live, flatheadtruth.com or valleybroadcastnetwork.com. Again, mark the date, June 8th. Extreme Expeditions Northwest are coming here. They're probably one of the leading Bigfoot researchers here in the Northwest. And they're going to be here in little old Kalispell, Montana on June 8th. So if you're into that sort of thing, keep an eye out here. I'm going to be putting out all of the information this week, all of the places that you can stay, or you know, you really don't need that. I mean, it's in Kalispell. Just look up Kalispell on your hotel map if you want to come out from out of town. But we'll be putting all the dates and everything, all, you know, the prize money and all that stuff. We'll be putting that out on Valley Broadcast Network. Okay, folks, we're just out of time. We appreciate you looking in. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. ValleyBroadcastNetwork.com. Until next time, this is James White for Valley Broadcast Network, saying bye now.